France and Belgium say the surge in the number of European insurgents in Syria poses a potential threat to the EU and its allies. This follows reports that more and more European extremists are arriving in Turkey to cross the border into Syria. A new inquiry shows that immigration officials in Thailand have sold hundreds of Rohingya Muslims to human traffickers. The report says Myanmar's Rohingyas who fled the oppression in their home country have been secretly transported across southern Thailand. Yemen says 52 doctors and nurses have been killed in a bomb attack on the country's defense ministry complex in Sana'a. The casualties included two German nationals. Over 160 people have also been wounded in the attack. The total number of casualties still remains unknown. Officials from a northwestern province in Pakistan have staged a rally in the capital Islamabad to protest against U.S. assassination drone strikes. Protesters who had gathered outside the parliament building called on authorities to push Washington to stop its drone attacks on Pakistan. Egypt's public prosecutor orders the trial of three political activists on different charges, including protesting without permission. Among those to stand trial is Ahmed Maher, the founder of the April 6th movement that helped ignite the popular uprising in 2011, which toppled former dictator Hosni Mubarak. The UN Security Council has authorized French and African troops in the Central African Republic to use force to protect civilians. This follows a surge in unrest in the country. Only on Thursday, dozens of civilians are reported to have been killed at the hands of militants in the country's capital, Bangui. Gunmen have shot dead an American teacher who was working at an international school in the Libyan city of Benghazi. It is not clear who was responsible for the killing. Gunmen have also killed three soldiers in separate incidents again in Benghazi. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has accused the European Union of reacting, quote, hysterically to Ukraine's rejection of a deal with the bloc. Lavrov's comment follows the EU's condemnation of what its member states say has been excessive force against Ukrainian protesters who have been demanding closer ties with the EU.